Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, we continue our look at South Dakota brewing history. A few weeks ago, we looked at the earliest days of brewing in the territory in Yankton and the Black Hills. While there were a couple of other brewing hubs in the state early on, Huron and Sioux Falls. Huron had the longest lasting as the Bloom Brewery actually survived Prohibition. Ken Stewart, historian with the South Dakota State Historical Society, has extensively researched the state's brewing history. He says the Bloom family started brewing on the east side of the James River in 1883.
Various members of that family owned the brewery until 1928, when they sold it to a person who had been their manager. And he's the one that created, made sure that it survived until the end of Prohibition.
Founder Frank Bloom had extensive brewing experience, and the company he founded was able to survive Prohibition by making near beer, soda pop, and other products. New owners took over during the dry years. It was renamed Dakota Brewing in 1933. It lasted until about 1942, as far as we can tell. However, at least one consumer claimed post-Prohibition beer from the brewery wasn't that good.
I recall his dad saying that the beer wasn't really very good. So they soon moved on to regional beverages like perhaps Grain Belt and hams and stores out of Omaha and so forth.
Brewing began in Sioux Falls in 1876. George A. Knott and Company would become Sioux Falls Brewing Company, the largest ever in South Dakota.
Sioux Falls Brewing Company was certainly a model of decent-sized regional breweries, and they had a rather attractive brewing plant that certainly was very much looked like a brewery. And it was brick, and it covered both sides of North Main Street. It had a malting plant, and it was about a five-story building if you included the central tower.
More beer history in South Dakota when Beer Untapped continues in a moment.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we continue to explore the history of brewing in South Dakota. State historian Ken Stewart says by far the biggest brewer ever in South Dakota was Sioux Falls Brewing. At its peak, the firm sold some 75,000 barrels of beer a year, more than seven times all the beer brewed in South Dakota in 2016. For comparison, it's about the size of Surly Brewing today. And Sioux Falls Brewing had nearly 100 employees. However, they could not survive Prohibition, and there wouldn't be another production brewery in Sioux Falls until we were well into the 21st century.
We see information and corporation records on about three companies that planned to go into brewing, but none of them ever did. They either couldn't raise the funds or whatever other factors occurred that didn't allow that to happen.
There were also breweries for a time in Pier and Tabor, and there may well have been others that remain unknown. I spent some time digging through the state archives materials on brewing. What becomes obvious is there was a lot of beer being produced in South Dakota at the turn of the 20th century, especially in Sioux Falls, Yankton, Huron, and the Black Hills.
It was in multiple locations, and very surprisingly, there was very little competition from North Dakota. Its brewing history is minuscule in comparison to South Dakota, oddly enough. And there were certainly a number in Montana, and a couple in Wyoming, you know. But South Dakota certainly supplied a large trade area with beer and successful breweries in their time.
And all that beer meant barley being sold by South Dakota farmers at a premium of 5 to 10 cents extra per bushel. And remember, this is in the early 1900s, at least for those selling barley to Sioux Falls Brewing. And unlike today, barley was being malted in South Dakota, a key step in the brewing process. There were at least two maltsters in the state in the early 1900s. So brewing was hugely successful in South Dakota until Prohibition stomped it out. Now, thanks to craft beer, there are more breweries in the state probably than ever before, but they're not making anywhere near the amount of beer that was being brewed in the state in the early 1900s. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.